Israel's army is under increasing criticism for the tactics it uses against Palestinians. Some 150 Israeli reserve soldiers and officers are refusing to serve in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. They say the continued occupation of the territories is corrupting Israeli society. In response, the army is inviting journalists to visit outposts and talk with those reserve soldiers who remain committed to serving in the territories. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Lieutenant Colonel Yehuda Albeck is at the wheel of a tiny rented car, winding through the Jewish settlements and Arab villages southwest of Nablus. For 11 months of the year, he's a PhD physicist. This year, his one-month stint of reserve duty means commanding this army post.
So if you really want to get shot, what you have to do is to drive about 5 hours a day for about a month on this road, and the likelihood is that you will hear a gunshot.
Albeck and his men aren't impressed by the so-called refuseniks, the officers who won't serve in the occupied territories because of what they call the unethical and immoral actions soldiers are forced to commit in the name of protecting settlers. Private First Class Ezra Ullman, originally from Baltimore, has done 6 years of reserve service, much of it in the West Bank. He finds the attitude of the refuseniks incomprehensible.
The threat that our country is under is so immediate and so grave. The idea that you can just throw away your arms and say, I'm not going to be part of this because I don't like a specific order that I was given, or I don't feel that the Jews living on this side of the line should be defended while others should. I can't even relate to that mentality. And the truth is, I really don't know how they even sleep at night.
But over the course of lengthy interviews, both Private Ullman and his commanding officer paint a more complex picture of serving in the territories. Ullman says he's heard the disturbing stories of Palestinian children being shot and killed. The refuseniks speak of deliberate, unprovoked shootings, but Ullman says the situation he's familiar with is an exchange of gunfire with rock-throwing children getting caught in between.
I've seen personally, when I was in Gaza, you see kids as small as 5 and 6 throwing their little rocks at us. And you, of course you don't aim for them, but when they're right there on the front lines and you're in a battle situation, what are you going to do?
Lieutenant Colonel Albeck says those refusing to serve in the territories are abdicating their responsibilities. As officers, he says it's their job to prevent what he calls the horrible and monstrous acts that soldiers sometimes commit.
And they do sometimes. There are many thousands of soldiers that serve in the territories. They are doing very hard missions. They are tensed, and they tend to make mistakes or just to be poor educated soldiers. And it's the role of the officers to prevent it.
The refuseniks also say that abuses by soldiers are routinely covered up, undermining the credibility of the army. Albeck says every single Palestinian death is investigated, but he concedes that these investigations are limited by the hostile environment in which they occur.
It's not like a police investigation in which the community and the victim cooperate with the police. Here we can only question the soldiers that were involved. And most times we just compare what soldier A said to what soldier B said. And if this is okay, then we cannot go any farther.
Critics say those kind of one-sided investigations are one reason why some Israelis are beginning to lose faith in their military. But analysts say since the refuseniks went public, there are small signs that the military is taking its investigations more seriously. A preliminary probe into the death of a 15-year-old Palestinian boy last week termed the shooting superfluous. A new investigation was launched into the deaths of two Palestinian babies after their mother was stopped at a checkpoint. Military lawyers have also spelled out conditions that should be met before Israel carries out assassinations of Palestinian militants. In the meantime, the backlash against those refusing to serve in the West Bank and Gaza continues, with some reserve officers losing their command positions. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Yakir Army Base in the West Bank.